Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. A special edition of Sports Talk Live from Rouse's Market on Barone. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. You got a lot going on in the next few days. And lest we forget, WWL invites you to ring in the new year at the NOLA New Year's Eve Fireworks Show. Join us as the spectacular fireworks light up the midnight sky along the New Orleans historic riverfront, East and West Bank. Start your New Year's Eve celebration with the All-State Sugar Bowl Parade. You guys sit back, take a break here. Just take a little bit of time. The Sugar Bowl Parade that rolls through the quarter at 2 o'clock. And after that, explore French Quarter restaurants, bars, and shops until 9. Then the New Orleans Eve concert on Decatur and Jackson Square. Rock out with Tank and the Bangas, Bonorama, and more until the midnight Fleur-de-Lis drop in the world-class fireworks display. Hopefully there's no fog and just some cold weather. We like that. Then New Year's Day, the 91st annual All-State Sugar Bowl Football Classic, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, and the Georgia Bulldogs will kick off at 7:45. No better way to usher in 2025 than the traditional Fleur-de-Lis drop and the international acclaimed NOLA New Year's Eve fireworks show produced by the Crescent City Countdown Club in partnership with the Mayor's Office of Cultural Economy and the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund, and presented by New Orleans & Company, the Allstate Sugar Bowl, the Berger and Tiller families, French Quarter Festivals, Inc., and J&M Display. Hey, all that coming up.
And you know, Hall said, now, Mike, I want you to comment on this because I'm so glad Notre Dame beat Indiana. Now, I love a feel-good story, you know, an upset. But just the prestige of Notre Dame coming to New Orleans and Georgia, the Bulldogs, you know, they love coming to New Orleans, the SEC. But, my God, you know, when you look at Notre Dame and Georgia, they've combined to win 15 national championships. And, Mike, always talk about the SEC and LSU and all producing NFL players. They have produced 105 players on current NFL rosters. So that's the closest thing when you're watching, like, a Georgia and Notre Dame. You look at all the rosters around the NFL.
In this series, they're the closest to, like, the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. So you're watching NFL players who you're going to see playing on Sunday.
First thing is, I heard Marcus Freeman say this week, and they talked about, you know, playing in New Orleans and against Georgia and everything. And he was like, man, I know one thing. Louisiana got a lot of good high school athletes. Man, you don't think Freeman's ahead of the curve?
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to go down there. I get a few days, maybe make a few phone calls, maybe a few visits to high school players. Man, he sees, you know, per capita, Louisiana and Mississippi have kind of divided 1-2 over the last 4 years of producing players per capita into the National Football League. Notre Dame at one time really recruited Louisiana very hard.
So, Mike, what do you think about keeping up with the Joneses, like name, image, and likeness?
Notre Dame got money.
Okay, that's what you need.
Wow.
You got to keep up with the Joneses. I'm glad you brought that up, Mike. And look at, like, right now, the future of the Sugar Bowl, or just the bowls in general, because you got the college football playoffs. To survive the bowls like the Sugar, you have to adapt and evolve by incorporating themselves, obviously, into expanding in the college football playoff series. The Sugar Bowl is now competing, now think about this, with large market rivals. You have to look at the market. Because we are, whether you like it or not, we are big town, small city.
Yep.
That being Yarlath. So we're now competing with large market rivals like Los Angeles, the Rose Bowl, Atlanta, the Peach Bowl, Phoenix, the Fiesta, Miami, the Orange, for the quarterfinal, semifinal, and championship games. Now, for instance, the 2026 title game will be played in Miami. Now there's ongoing negotiations for 27, 28, and 29. Now, the winner of this game, you know, we look Georgia and Notre Dame, they're on a trip to the semifinal of the Orange Bowl in Miami, one step away from the national championship this year. It's in Atlanta. This is where it bodes well for New Orleans. Nothing is official yet, and this is from, we're going to talk to Jeff about this, but New Orleans is considered the favorite to play host for the 2028 College Football Playoff Championship game.
Yep, 27 probably going to be in Vegas.
Yeah. So we're in the hunt. Right. That's what you want. You want to be in that conversation.
Right.
You know what I was saying? This like Super Bowls. You know how we were spoiling in the past, us in Miami? We'd have a Super Bowl every 4 years.
So now you're going to tie with Miami but it used to be every 4 years.
No, to me it's every 10 years now.
Yeah. At best.
Yes, at 10.
At best.
And the same thing with the championship game. Can we be in the hunt going forward and the economic impact?
So we talked to Jim. I'm sorry, Mike, go ahead.
One of the things you brought up about money, and I did this deal about in the Forbes 500, Notre Dame actually fell out. They have five billionaires in the Fortune 500, but they got 13 people that are from 400 million to 800 million.
And they're part of the
worth.
Program.
Look at Georgia. They have seven billionaires, and they have eight people from 400 to 800 that graduated from Georgia. You don't think those schools are going to be relevant? Not everybody's going to give to the athletic department. They're going to want to do something with the law department or business,
you know,
whatever. But if you look, if you can get one or two of them to do it, that's why, man, LSU, they've done well in the transfer portal. But now we are entering another phase of where money is really going to talk.
Well, no, college football is a different form. I think it is pro football because you pay for play. And what's going to end up happening, I think, so it's not the Wild Wild West. You're going to have some kind of collective bargaining agreement, whether the players become employees or whatever, or whether you have a czar. You know, it'd be awesome. You know, it'd be an awesome czar for college football, like Roger Goodell is. How about Nick Saban?
Nick don't want that job.
Well, no, whoever.
Like work.
He likes what he's doing.
Right.
But they need some kind. Now, the SEC might be for that. But to me, the way the game is going is that they're going to have some kind of salary cap, but it has to be that is to be collectively bargained between the players and the schools, because if it's not collectively bargained, the NCAA and the schools, they were always losing court because antitrust.
And the other thing, too, is the SEC already has a czar. Greg Sankey.
Oh, yeah.
He's the most powerful person.
But it's not a czar for the other team.
For the other team, but he don't care about that. He's just running the SEC.
Right.
But he's the most powerful person in college athletics today. I agree with you. Tim Brando and I have talked about this many times, that there needs to be some governing body with one guy make that call, everybody live under it.
Well, the whole right now transfer portal, you can't be – I think they need to have one – transfer portal. I don't know if you put that in the spring. I don't know how you legislate that. But you can't have it all of a sudden. You guys you're counting on in a bowl game, and they're not playing, they transfer. And I'm watching Washington State and Syracuse. Poor Washington State was trying to hang.
Yeah.
And they have more than two handfuls of players that aren't even playing.
So
go ahead, Mike.
We had talked to Jeff Hundley last night, CEO of the Allstate Sugar Bowl, and it's a different world now. So first off, most people think it gets rotated, right?
Yeah.
It is a huge financial, you know, input that the city and the Allstate Sugar Bowl puts up.
Right.
It's really, so they need city help. They need state help. He said, if you go look back at the last time they had the national championship, 2020, and yes, they are in the running for 2028. I don't want to misquote. It's like four times as much. It's four times as much.
So not two times, four times.
So to get these games is a huge
financial
commitment. Yeah. And who reaps the benefits of these games? The city, the state. It's put-up time. So right now, Jeff said they are working on a new six-year deal that would guarantee the Sugar Bowl of at least a quarterfinal over the next 6 years.
Well, yeah, you're in the mix. You're in the playoff system.
See, that's just like, it's not, it's that's the world now. Like, you're trying to negotiate money to guarantee at least quarterfinal, and then you're also trying to get 2028. That money's got to come from somewhere. And so it's going to be, you know, the benefactors of the Sugar Bowl and the Super Bowl, which is the city and the state, are going to have to come forward and help the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, help the Allstate Sugar Bowl, or you're not going to get that game in 28.
Mike, one of the things, too, is I was reading that the state of California now is sort of tapping the brake here on the Rose Bowl, because the Rose Bowl is in the same situation. And they're saying, we need state help. What? We're not giving you no money for that. No matter if we reap the benefits or not, it's a crazy world where some states, they put everything in the pot. And listen, we want to get it. And yet you see other states, they're not really interested in doing it.
Well, California's woke. That's why they ain't involved. They got people in L.A. that whoever, like, it's the most meaningful game to me because it's old school, traditional Big Ten, Pac-12, Oregon playing Ohio State. They got some people in L.A. There's so many people, they don't even know who in the hell's in the Rose Bowl.
Pasadena, where's that?
It's like they don't even care about that. So let them, we care. If they don't care, so what? That's their loss.
Because that's why a guy like Jerry Jones now has become a major player, not only in pro football.
Oh, no, Dallas
but
is
now
relevant.
He's become a major
Bowl,
player in college football alignment.
Cotton Bowl's relevant, the same thing. Yeah. Or off the blank, Atlanta's relevant.
Exactly.
Yep.